This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says regarding Dachon Sheyeshbo Beis Kibul Kederos, a shelf that's attached to the outside of a Kira stove, and this shelf has the shape of a container. There's a rim going around it. It's used for holding pots that are being removed from or about to go onto the Kira. The Mishnah rules, Tahar Mishum Kira, this Dachon shelf is not going to become Tame by virtue of being considered a part of the Kira. It's not halachically considered to be one with the Kira itself. And so if the Kira becomes Tame, the shelf will not be Tame. Shelf is considered a separate thing that's touching a Tame Kira. Tame Kira does not transmit Tumah to other Kalim. However, if a Tame Mishum Kli Kibul, this Dachon shelf is considered a Kli in its own right. It's considered a separate and distinct Kli Cheres, and thus if, for example, a dead Cheres enters the airspace of the shelf, then it becomes Tame. The Mishnah presents a dispute regarding the status of the wall of this shelf that it shares with the Kira stove itself. The Mishnah first says, Atzdad and Shalo, regarding the portion of the rim that goes along the sides of the shelf, Hanogea Behem, Eino Tami Mishum Kira, there is no dispute, there's no question that, once again, if the Kira became Tame, and then, let's say, food touched the rim going along the sides of the shelf, that food does not become Tame. For once again, the shelf as a whole is not considered to be a part of the Kira. It's a separate thing, it's its own Kli. Regarding, though, Harachiv Shalo, the widest section of the shelf, which is at its back, meaning the portion of the Kira wall that serves there not just as the Kira wall, but also as the back wall of the shelf. Regarding the Tumah status of this particular section of the shelf, we have a dispute. Rabbi Meir Mitahir. Rabbi Meir says even the back wall of the shelf is considered separate and distinct from the Kira. And so again, if the Kira is Tumah, this back wall of the shelf is not Tame, even though physically, again, this section also functions as part of the wall of the Kira. Rabbi Meir says, our case is similar to the case we had in Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, where you had three stones forming two Kiraim stoves. You put pots over each pair of stones. And where we said the middle stone has a split status. Half of it is associated with the Kira formation to the left, and the other half of it with the Kira to the right. So Rabbi Meir says the same thing here. Regarding the portion of the Kira wall that faces the shelf, the half facing inwards, you know, inside the Kira, that of course is part of the Kira, but the exterior of this section of the Kira wall is not at all considered to be part of the Kira. We associate that purely with the shelf. It's part of this separate and distinct Kli, and therefore this part is not Tame, even if the Kira is Tame. It's a separate thing. However, Rabbi Yehuda Metame, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that, in fact, the entire exterior of the Kira is considered Tame, even the portion that faces this shelf. And Rabbi Yehuda argues our case is not comparable to the case of the stone which is shared by two Kiraim at each side, because in our case, the primary function of the entire outer wall of the Kira is for the Kira. There's this secondary function that it so happens that a portion of the Kira wall also helps to contain pots that you put on the shelf. But since that's not its primary use, it doesn't influence its status. Rather, it's defined as just another portion of the Kira wall. And so if the Kira becomes Tame, this portion of the wall becomes Tame as well. The Mishnah mentions another case where we consider something that's, you know, physically adjacent to the Kira as separate and distinct from the Kira. Namely, Bechina Kofa es Hasal, somebody turns over a basket, Veosa al Gabav Kira, and places a Kira on top of it, on top of the bottom of the basket. And the case is that the surface area of the bottom of the basket is much larger than the Kira, so that it could use part of it to place pots. The halacha here is the same, that is, that even though part of this, you know, bottom part of the basket helps with the overall cooking process, you could put your pots there, there's extra room to place pots that are not right now in the Kira, but since it doesn't contribute to the core function of the Kira itself, it's not judged halachically as part of the Kira, and thus, if the Kira becomes Tame, the basket does not. Rather, the basket is considered a Kli unto itself. Assuming it's made from woody material, will be judged like any other typical cleats. It's a wooden utensil. So if a tumasaurus touches that, even on the outside, it will become tame, but it's not judged as part of the kira, that if the kira becomes tame, it automatically is tame as well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.